This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, there is no nation on this planet where guns are completely and totally banned. There's always some group of people who aren't police or military who can lawfully own firearms. And the question is just how small of a group is this? American gun control groups are dedicated to making that group as small as humanly possible. They say they don't want to gun bans. And if they're honest about that, then this is what they mean. And they have ideas about what the United States would look like if we suddenly did away with the Second Amendment. Over at The Federalist, writer Aaron DeCourt argues that it wouldn't be what they'd like to believe. So, thought experiment. Leaving aside the issue of a right enshrined in the Constitution, if Americans allow their firearms to be outlawed and then confiscated, would we in fact become like New Zealand or Australia? If we gave up AR-15s and then mass shootings took place where semi-automatic handguns were used, opponents of gun rights would take those too. And the same with a shooter with a hunting rifle, then a shooter with a shotgun, and so on and on. And we know that where this leads. It can't end with military-style firearms. A confiscation of AR-15s would eventually lead to a complete ban on almost every gun. And how long would that take? 5 years, 10 years. It wouldn't take very long once the ball was rolling and mass shooters moved to handguns and shotguns, which would then quickly be banned as the public's demand for safety would be too much for politicians to stand against. Cut to a Republican senator being interviewed on CNN the day after a mass shooting where a 9mm handgun was used. Senator, just a few months ago, you voted to ban AR-15s because scores of children were killed in a school shooting. Today, with more dead children, you won't support the banning of semi-automatic handguns? How can you tell those parents why the shooter was able to legally obtain a Glock 19 that, like the AR-15s that you voted to ban, allowed the shooter to fire many rounds and reload in a matter of seconds? What's the difference, Senator? Do you think those dead children think it was better to be shot by a handgun rather than a long gun, Senator? That lawmaker would crumble, and so would others. And what would we be left with? A technical right to keep and bear arms that practically renders it right meaningless. How do we know this? We know this before because we have seen this happen in Mexico. And we all know what a crime-free paradise Mexico is now, don't we? Now, this isn't a novel concept. DeCourt isn't the only writer to make this argument. There's a guy named Cam Edwards, right? I haven't ever had him on this show, but I've had him on my other show plenty. And you might have heard he basically said the same thing a few months ago. So you know what would happen if every legal gun owner in the country gave up their guns tomorrow? We wouldn't turn into England or Australia, where violent crime rates have always been lower than the United States, even before they cracked down on legal gun owners. No, we would turn into Mexico, a nation with few legal gun owners and a whole lot of armed criminal actors inflicting mayhem and misery on the country at large. Mexico has a single gun store for the entire country and places tight restrictions on who can lawfully own guns, yet their homicide rate is about 5 times higher than that of the United States. And that should be pretty obvious. And while gun control advocates would argue that Australia or the UK is the direction we'd head, they're ignoring fundamental differences between these countries and the U.S. Because after all, our non-gun homicide rate is much higher than those nations' total homicide rates. And that suggests there's more going on than just the availability of guns. Then, there are just too many guns in black market circulation to suddenly make them all go away because of a few new laws being passed. These would definitely, without a doubt, curtail legal gun owners, but they were never the issue to begin with. Historically, the issue's never been the legal gun owners. So, why are we the ones being punished here? Well, because anti-gunners can't differentiate between lawful and unlawful gun owners. And if you remove lawful gun owners from the equation, which is precisely what happens with a British or Australian-style gun control scheme, then you end up with fewer armed private citizens and just as many armed criminals. And these guys aren't going to suddenly start playing nice simply because you change the laws. They don't care about what's legal and what isn't. So, yeah, you get Mexico and not Australia. And unfortunately, the people who most need to understand this aren't interested to even listen to reason. And there's something that goes along with this. Since 2020, we've had a problem with violent crime. And for some people, that has been an excuse to reiterate their desire to see gun control laws passed here. Because the three decades of lower violent crime and now new gun control laws aren't signs that guns might not be the problem. This is just an excuse to pass them in the first place. There's also problems with prosecutors who don't seem to be prosecuting people. That's a big problem. Now, there are times when I understand the lack of prosecutions, and there may not be enough evidence to bother wasting the resources on trying someone you know is going to walk in the first place. Because, after all, double jeopardy is a thing, so not prosecuting could make sense. But what about a case like this, you know? What about a case like this? And let me point this out to you. The case we're talking about is where LADA Gascon failed to file felony charges against a man caught on tape in sexual assault. In his latest episode, he declined to file felony charges against a man caught on tape sexual. You know, we got video of it. Sexually assaulting a woman on Long Beach on a sidewalk because he thought prosecutors were unable to prove restraint nor specific intent. And it's pretty clear what his specific intent was. Now, the Soros-backed Gascon is one of a number of woke DAs who've turned many of our nation's cities into war zones with their light charges and unwillingness to hold criminals to account. And the attack came on October 20th as Rebecca Peterson was walking alone when a homeless man came up from behind and lifted her dress, causing her to fall. Now, a good Samaritan happened to intervene and scared the suspect off. And the victim was understandably traumatized and called the assault as absolutely disgusting. She said, when I turned around, I did notice he started picking up his pants. If it wasn't in broad daylight and that good Samaritan was sitting there, the suspect would have raped me. So, seems pretty clear cut. The guy that he's out there, he's pulling out his love tackle, then he grabs a woman and knocks her to the ground, all while everything is exposed. And if you can't figure out intent from that, you should donate your brain to somebody who might use it. And yet Gascon isn't prosecuting. He's going to let this guy basically walk, despite video showing the assault take place, particularly with the suspect's genitalia exposed and apparently is part of the assault. And his reasoning is that because the jury can't literally read the guy's mind, he's unlikely to get a conviction. And this is why we have a violent crime problem. If people think they can get away with crimes, there's no deterrent to being a violent criminal. As a result, violent crime is going to soar. And after all, this guy's getting away with sexual assault when it's on video, then how are they going to get caught for a violent crime that's not being videoed? Now, I'd feel worse for the people of L.A. were it not for the fact that they voted for this guy. They had a chance to recall this guy. And, they have failed to do that. So a lot of them blame the guns that are no more accessible today than they were 20 years ago when the homicide rate was dropping. I don't know. Like I said, donate that brain to somebody who'll use it. I think that would be a tremendous thing. So, bear all of that in mind as you go about your wonderful day and everything. That there's a lot of different, you know, the United States is not New Zealand. It's not Australia. We would be like Mexico if we do away with the Second Amendment. But I don't think some of the politicians care. Almost certain of it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As the Biden administration reiterates calls for tougher gun measures in response to the mass shooting in Maine last week, the House Republicans have updated a fiscal 2024 spending bill with provisions that are going in the opposite direction. Now, this is interesting. They are looking to use the appropriations process to block a proposed rule to implement a provision included in the first bipartisan anti-gun violence package. It was passed by, McConnell and Cornyn in the Senate. And it widened the definition of engaging in the business of firearm dealing, according to the Justice Department. Now, the law was enacted in the aftermath of a shooter killing 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and another shooter killing 10 black people at a grocery store in Buffalo. A proposed rule of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives would clarify the circumstances in which a seller would be required to obtain a federal firearm license and run background checks. A new version of the House Fiscal 2024 Commerce, Justice, Science, Appropriations Bill posted on the House Rules Committee website adds a provision that would prohibit federal funds from being spent to enforce that rule, along with at least two other provisions that would roll back ATF enforcement against firearm dealers. This really needs to be taken up. Now, I don't know how this would be, you know, I don't know what the reaction would be in the Senate. When the Senate passed this, a bunch of the Republican senators got it there and they were sending letters to Garland saying, no, no, this is not what we meant for you to do. Of course, it doesn't matter because the law is passed. It's a law. Now, Biden signed an executive order in March that directed Attorney General Merrick B. Garland to issue the rule related to the new gun safety law. Senior officials at the time said the president sought to clarify when the law considers someone a gun dealer and must register with the federal government in a way that will bring the country closer to universal background checks. He said it's just common sense to check whether someone is a felon and domestic abuser before they buy a gun. What he's going after is private sales, because every FFL out there has to do a background check. That's law. That's been law for a long time, since he wrote it, as a matter of fact. You know, Joe Biden takes credit for that one. He wrote that one. Now, the White House announced Biden would visit Lewistown, Maine, Friday, following the rampage killing that killed 18 people. And he has reiterated his calls for Congress to pass gun control legislation and said he would use administrative action to curtail gun violence. That's just word salad. That's not actually something that happens. So, once again, in the aftermath of a mass shooting, this highlights how far apart America's two major political parties are on how to respond to mass gun violence, with Democrats calling for action and stronger firearm laws, while Republicans say the solution is not gun control. Language in the revised CJS bill is the latest sign that House Republicans will take a different track from some of their colleagues in the Senate, who said last week that they were open to restarting bipartisan talks in response to the Lewiston shooting. Which brings up Speaker Mike Johnson, because he got out there and he said, the problem is a human heart, it's not guns, it's not the weapons. And he said it was not the time to consider additional legislation, and his party was united around protecting Second Amendment rights. So that basically kills it right there. And the moves are part of a broader strategy to use this year's appropriations process to go after the ATF and target gun policy from the Biden administration. Now, the new version of the spending bill, which will get a House floor vote later this month, includes an array of conservative policy writers that are sure to garner a bunch of opposition from Democrats. One writer would block funding for the implementation of a Biden administration rule that toughens regulations on firearms with stabilizing braces. I got one of those laying on the floor over here. A device that's been used in mass shooting and currently subject to numerous legal challenges. But, I mean, it isn't the brace that's been used in the mass shooting. The brace is just a piece. It's an accessory. Republicans added another rider to the bill aimed at making sure the ATF provides a certain amount of leeway to federal firearm licensee holders when they run into violations. Now, here's the thing about this. Most of the violations you hear about that they run into are pen and ink changes. And they could be easily, you know, changed. Most of the time it'll be everything. You got 2019 all over on this date, and then there's 2019 missing from this box. That's a violation. That's a clerical violation, and they could just write it in and initial it, and that's good to go. That used to be what they did. Now they're just taking the FFL. And, you know, what they're trying to do is get the Bureau to refrain from revoking or suspending a federal firearms license for initial violations without first issuing a warning letter. This is all about zero tolerance. And whenever they get to zero tolerance, that's, you know, That's always bad language to get in there because there's a lot of things going on. 4473s, for the most part, are handwritten. The ones that, the people that are probably a little smarter at this point of the game are the ones that already have computer entry built in. And those are hard to mess up. They won't let you go forward unless you get it right. The 4473, you got somebody there, and maybe it's somebody who's been there for a while, but whatever it is, you got somebody sitting there, and they probably are just eyeballing it. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to get it right. But sometimes they might miss something. Because there's a lot of boxes to be checked. All of those boxes, like, they've got 2 boxes for me to get out there and declare I'm a Caucasian. So, like one of them says Hispanic or non-Hispanic. I got to check the non-Hispanic. Then I got to check the white one. And all of those are all designed simply to be a trip. To try to trip me up. And trip them up. Now, I'm not getting in trouble. If they don't catch it, they get in trouble. That's what it's all about. In addition to the language, Republican members offered multiple amendments targeting the ATF. Their director, Steve Dettelbeck, who's, let's ban assault weapons, but I won't tell you what they are, or other rules passed by the agency. Now, what we should do, what should happen, and this is going to be incumbent on the Republicans in the Senate to actually get active. Since you have Dettelbeck, who is the head of the ATF, he gets out there and says, well, that's up to you guys to describe what an assault weapon is. Why don't they write a law saying what an assault weapon is? An assault weapon is a weapon with a selector switch with the capability of going fully automatic built into it by the factory. And you'd have to write it that way. Now, why they don't do that is beyond me. But this is the thing. I sit back sometimes and I'm like, why are they doing this? In any event, I sit back and I'm just thinking, oh goodness, oh gracious, oh goodness gracious. And in the interim, I do my thing. And one thing about the ATF is the ATF knows that there's a lot going on they're not aware of. They know it. They're very unlikely to catch it. That makes me smile. I'll tell you another day. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack. Or new attacks.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion. Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Nino. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What do you think about when I say Oath Keepers, the Oath Keepers? This past Wednesday, an Amoland article, Stevenson County Sheriff Stovall was quoted, "I denounce the Oath Keepers and all they represent." That's pretty strong. Do you know what they represent, Sheriff? And if you rely on traditional media and government sources, the answer is going to be the same. They're anti-government, far-right extremists, they're seditious conspirators, they're domestic terrorists, they're hate riots. If you do a Google search, you're going to be linked to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has long smeared Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, and Constitutionalists as domestic enemies. Now, even establishment Republicans like Grassley and James Langford recognize this as an extremely biased and unreliable source that classifies organizations as hate groups if they promote traditional conservative values, and have written to the FBI to stop sourcing investigative information of them. And then there's, don't forget the group's numerous scandals like firing founder Morris Dees after racial discrimination and sexual harassment allegations, while last way to the bank in its currently problematic position of desperately trying to rewrite its accusations that Israeli forces targeted Palestinian children. Now, maybe we should ask Oath Keepers what it represents, and more specifically, what it wouldn't tolerate from its members as a condition of belonging to the association. And look at the bylaws, and specifically what it took to be disqualified. That and many of the links out there are still only available via the Internet Archive. Section 8.02, Restrictions on Membership. No person who advocates or has been or is a member or associated with any organization, formal or informal, that advocates the overthrow of the government of the United States or violation of the Constitution thereof shall be entitled to be a member or associate member. B. No person who advocates or has been or is a member or associated with any organization, formal or informal, that advocates discrimination, violence, or hatred toward any person based upon their race, nationality, creed, or color shall be entitled to be a member or an associate member. That sort of covers the whole hate riot thing, right, and the anti-government thing. Now, that's what they were against. What were they there for? Oath Keepers is a nonpartisan association of current and formerly serving military, police, and first responders who pledge to fulfill the oath all military and police seek to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that oath, mandated by Article 6 of the Constitution itself, is to the Constitution, not the politicians. And Oath Keepers declare that they will not obey unconstitutional orders, such as orders to disarm the American people, to conduct warrantless searches, or to detain Americans as enemy combatants in violation of their ancient right to jury trial. So the Oath Keepers Declaration of Orders We Will Not Obey for details. You know, what kind of orders? We will not obey any order to disarm the American people. Number two, we will not obey any more order to conduct warrantless searches of the American people, their homes, vehicles, papers, or effects, such as warrantless house-to-house searches for weapons or persons. Three, we will not obey any order to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to trial by a military tribunal. Four, we will not obey orders to impose martial law or a state of emergency on a state or to enter with force into a state without the express consent and invitation of that state's legislature and governor. Five, we will not obey orders to invade and subjugate any state that asserts its sovereignty and declares the national government to be in violation of the compact by which the state entered the Union. Six, we will not obey any order to blockade American cities, thus turning them into giant concentration camps. Seven, we will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention camps under any pretext. Eight, we will not obey orders to assist or support the use of any foreign troops on U.S. soil against the American people to keep the peace or to maintain control during an emergency or under any other pretext. We will consider such use of foreign troops against our people to be an invasion and an act of war. 9. We will not obey any orders to confiscate the property of the American people, including food and other essential supplies, under any emergency pretext whatsoever. 10. We will not obey any orders which infringe on the right of the people to free speech, to peaceably assemble, and to petition their government for a redress of grievances. So, in other words, we're going by the Constitution. In other words. Now, every one of those orders has either been issued and followed in real life or proposed by those in power. And if you think back to Hurricane Katrina, gun confiscations are American citizens of Japanese heritage interned in World War II. And who can say with certainty what steps a desperate government would take to control its population in the name of pandemic control? And as much as the media tries to deny or makes excuses for 11 military facilities approved as COVID-19 quarantine bases, or as the world plunges into a wider war emerging from the Israel-Hamas conflict, as Oath Keepers explain, lawful orders must be according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Any order by anyone that is not constitutional or according to regulations is unlawful, and military personnel are not obligated to follow such orders, and in fact are obligated to refuse. I was just following orders was not accepted as a mitigating excuse for Nazi war crimes at the Nuremberg trials, and those found guilty were hanged. So when Sheriff Stovall or any law enforcement officer or politician says he denounces the Oath Keepers and all they represent, he's in effect saying that these are orders he would obey and expect men he deploys to obey without hesitation or question. Now, I would suspect that he hasn't really thought that particular one out, because that's not something you would ever want to admit out loud. Ever. And he just wanted to distance the deputy he supports from the career-threatening association of having joined Oath Keepers before it imploded. But there are others in power that fully, they know perfectly well what the implications of 10 orders we will not obey are. And that's something they cannot allow to be considered. and that it could spread scares the hell out of them. No doubt, because there are some orders in the Oathkeeper's list they retain the power to issue when it suits their purposes. So any thought of disobeying them might be destroyed, along with anyone daring to spread the idea that the oath is to the Constitution, not to a regime, and its unlawful orders. What happened to them is an aberration of justice. In the past, in the most recent past, they had gotten out there in Ferguson, and just their mere showing up diffused what was going on in Ferguson, Missouri, when that was going down. That's one of those things that you look at and you say to yourself, this is not something that... This is not bad. It was never bad. So I just sit here and I think to myself, oh goodness, what are we doing here? What are we talking about? And why are we talking about it this way? Who do they think this is? Who do they think you and I are? Do they think that we could possibly not know what we're talking about for a change? Because I don't think that's the case at all. But then, I spin around and look at all the other things considered when you think about this federal government right now. And without a doubt, I have no qualms at all in thinking to myself, these guys know exactly what they're doing. And it has nothing to do with your freedom. Because all they're interested in is control. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
One more time around the block. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, here's the thing that Lewistown. Lewistown has come and gone. And there's going to be more and more revelations that come in the aftermath of this. And, you know, there's just no getting away from certain things. Yes, this was a deadly attack. And one thing that we know, there's a growing list of evidence coming along the way that shows that authorities failed when they might have prevented this very deadly attack. The Boston Globe reported that the killer was involuntarily committed to a mental hospital in July, and an article in Reason noted the man's family told police their concerns about his mental state 5 months before the Lewiston rampage. Why didn't they take action then? I mean, that's a real question. We could be asking that, couldn't we? And instead of focusing on those failures, what we have is anti-gunners like, President Joe Biden on down the scale. They've dragged out their well-worn and repeatedly rejected gun control agenda as a response. Well, Alan Gottlieb got out there from Second Amendment Foundation and said, Biden and his fellow gun prohibitionists literally jumped at the opportunity to exploit another tragedy to push gun control schemes on which would not have prevented any of the mayhem. They want background checks, which the killer passed. They call for waiting periods, but the gun recovered by police was legally purchased months ago, weeks after his family contacted authorities and prior to his hospital confinement. Contrary to what Michael Bloomberg's Everytown group is saying about so-called weak gun laws in Maine, this case, like so many in the past, is revealing a failure by local authorities to act on reliable information and utilize existing laws. And as a result, some Maine Democrats are now hinting at a new spate of gun restrictions, which will accomplish nothing except to penalize honest citizens and erode their Second Amendment rights. Individuals who are involuntarily committed are already prohibited from owning a gun. That's not a new thing, you know. That's absolutely not a new thing that happens that way. But, you know, constant calls for additional laws after this tragedy, according to Adam Kraut, particularly when the government abdicated its responsibility, are misguided and serve no purpose other than to exponentially increase the heft of the criminal code books for no material gain. And the agenda of the gun prohibitionists demonstrates they only wish to pass laws for self-serving purposes. Yep. No doubt about that. Now, a lot of you, as we go out the door, I just thought I'd lob this in here to you. This is completely off the tracks, but check this out. Nikki Haley is my former governor. I live in South Carolina. And there's a lot of talk about her surge. And there's, you know, she's coming in third. And she is basically the establishment curious folks candidate. They don't really know what they want to do. They look at the populist movement personified by DeSantis and by Trump, and that's a little too abrasive for them, I guess. And Nikki was always the candidate for the establishment curious folks who thought Mike Pence was too Jesus-y and not girl power-y enough, you know? And Pence is gone. Tim Scott's sinking. Chris Christie's deflating. And Vivekananda Ramaswamy is... his novelty is sort of fading. The problem is that she rejects the modern, with Nikki, she's not about the modern populist conservative GOP model. She is Jeb Bush in a skirt. And the voters were done with the Jebs and the Mitts and the McCains and the rest of Team Fail. And there's some people out there that I would probably respect that think she's got a shot, but the idea of her winning a GOP nomination in 2024 is wishful thinking. And with the emphasis most assuredly on the wishful instead of the thinking part. But, once again, I'm not here to impose logic on something. There's allegedly a Haley surge going on based largely on one poll that has her up in Iowa and others up in New Hampshire. You can sit there if you want, and you can believe the hype if you like. Trump doesn't. He barely acknowledges that she's in the race, but focusing his firepower and money on the guy he sees as an actual threat, which is Ron DeSantis. Nikki has her boosters, though. She's the cure for what her fans see as the GOP's current affliction. Politicians like Trump and DeSantis, who actually address the issues the voters care about instead of the issues the donors care about. And many of those donors like her because she carries their corporate water. And watching her caper for the amusement of Disney and Boeing is embarrassing. Imagining the GOP yearns to relive the Bush foreign policy, she is down for every war that comes along while refusing to fight the one war that voters care about most, which is the culture war. And the regime media is in on pumping her up because it is bored. And Trump is way ahead in the race, and they can only write so many stories about how DeSantis is about to fall out of the race or run out of money or lock all the gay people in Florida in a giant camp in the Okefenokee Swamp where no one can say gay. The bare fact is that the only possible alternative to Trump is DeSantis. And Trump's been sort of quiet here lately. He's ahead by a lot, and why would he give DeSantis an opportunity to compare their potential for winning in November 2024? The smart thing for him to do is to ignore the race, dodge the debates, and turn his internet band of lackeys and lackwits loose to furiously caress themselves over the Florida governor's shoes. That sounds tacky and stupid, but it's also sort of cunning. Because why would Trump want to talk about how a huge bunch of American voters wrongly despise him and will not vote for him? Because in the interim, while we're sitting here and we're talking about all this stuff, his chances in the general have surged up. They're going up. And, And a lot of that is due to the fact that the resident, he's just utterly incompetent. He's doing a lot of campaign work for free. And right now with his Israel response, this is dividing the garbage Democrat Party between people who hate Trump and support the murder of Jews versus people who hate Trump and do not support the murder of Jews. And there's a lot of leftists out there realizing that there's a lot of other leftists that want them dead. But they're never going to vote for Trump, even though his platform is, I oppose letting you be killed. Leftism is truly a mental disorder, as much as a, you know, just a failing altogether. Many of these guys would rather die. They'll show you at the ballot box. Coming up for DeSantis, Iowa's make or break. Contrary to the conventional wisdom, conventional meaning a total lack of this context, in this context, DeSantis hasn't run a bad campaign. He's done what could be done. And if he loses to Trump, that's not because he's a bad candidate, but just because the Republicans decide to stick with Trump. So he will be later on down the pass. I'm sure we'll see him again. Nikki Haley just sort of exists. But the bottom line is that Trump is way ahead. The GOP voters today seem set on him. DeSantis has a shot, but he has to win Iowa. Haley has a chance. I'm sure in some mad scientist world, if they create a time machine and send her back to 2004 when her brand of failure was ascendant. And otherwise, that alleged surge is a fizzle. I'll be back with you next week. Between now and then, remember this. Keep your concealed carry weapon on you at all times. Be ready because the first 20 minutes are up to you. They're all on you. You are obligated. Stay awake. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.